All right, so you ready? Get in a quiet space. You can shut your eyes or leave them open. All right, and fully aware of wherever you are, listening to this video or audio, or in this room, wherever you are, fully aware of it. And there is an aspect of you that can observe, can think about where you are. It can imagine what's behind you without you turning around. You can utilize the imagination to access the observer. Access the imagination now and see what you're going to do in the next hour, driving home, getting ready to do something or go to bed. How do you imagine yourself? Are you above you, behind you? In you? When you play back a memory, a conversation that you had, there's an aspect of you observing. And before you get very skilled in this, that aspect that's the observer sometimes gets trapped in the judgmental mind that you woulda, shoulda, could have done it differently. So the practice is to use your imagination so that you observe yourself in peace, in full acceptance of who you are, in full possibility of where you're going. Going through layers of judgment, of measurement, of noise, of habit, until you just get to pure observation. Just observing. Just observing the temperature. Are you hungry? How does your body feel where you're seated? How do the sheets feel when you lie down at night? Observe yourself. Enjoying a shower. Observe yourself. When you brush your teeth, what do you taste? What do you smell? What's the temperature of the water, the toothpaste? What's it like before and after? Observe yourself turning on the faucet and turning the faucet off. Observe yourself changing clothes. Becoming engaged with the observer is actually a practice in presence. It's mindfulness. And as you practice it, it will become better and better, and the ego will become quieter and quieter. And when the ego cannot be quiet, when your chemistry is in a loop, observe the loop with kindness, with compassion, with patience. That is how you expand your ability. Imagine your mind's eye right now. How do you look sitting the way you're sitting, what you're wearing? How do you perceive yourself? Are you looking down upon yourself? Are you in front of yourself? Are you behind yourself? Utilizing the imagination to access more and more of your amazing mind. Tonight, when you're in bed, imagine, what do you look like from different areas of the room? Stretching through your imagination the capacity to observe. Who observes the cars on the freeway? Without judgment, practice observing. What do you see? What do you really see? And who is it noticing? And when something catches your attention, something delights you, you feel entertained or you enjoy something. Observe yourself. In that moment, what is your body feeling? What are all the aspects of your mind thinking? What are you anticipating? Become familiar with using your imagination so that you are the one in choice, practicing presence until it becomes most natural for you. And staying in this quiet exercise, I'm going to ask you in your mind or out loud to say the word yes. Yes. Yes to more good. Yes to more imagination. Yes. Yes to expansion. Yes to health and vitality. Yes to creativity. Yes to giving and receiving. Yes to choosing my thoughts. Yes to empowerment. Yes to peace and acceptance. Yes to forgiveness. Yes. And now observe how you feel. Be the one who observes the resonance in your body, the vibration, the frequency that you are emitting through your thoughts, through your feelings, through your intentions. Okay, take a big breath and come all the way back.